الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب، الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار، ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders and sisters listening at the madrasa and over the receivers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again given us the tawfiq and hidayat and the himmat to assemble in His house for His sake, for His pleasure, to take His name, to sit in the gathering of dhikrullah, so that we may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq again and again to use our tongues in inviting towards His greatness, in talking about His greatness, in remembering Him in abundance, so that we may connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may connect others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can clean our hearts and purify our hearts from all the evil that we have contained in our hearts, the hypocrisy we have, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, the various filth that we carry in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hidayat and tawfiq. This majlis of dhikr, again, it is so that we can go out of the masjid and still remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned many times, it is not just sitting and saying Allah, Allah. Of course, that also is indeed extremely beneficial, extremely great. Person who takes the name of Allah, mashayikh say that even once only, with love and muhabbat and azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, it can be a means of his salvation hereafter. Just once, with ikhlas, sincerity, there is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse I read, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would wake up for tahajjud salat, then he would read these verses. Verily, in the creation of the skies and the earth, and the alternating of the day and night. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah has created the earth, Allah has created the skies, Allah has created day, Allah has created night. Day and night, this is a cycle that continues. It's day, then night, then day again, night, it continues. The sky is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would stand up for tahajjud salat, he would recite these ayats first and many other du'as before performing his tahajjud salat. And what are these ayat? To reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has created the skies. Person who wakes up, he looks first thing into the sky, he looks at the twinkling stars. In the dead of the night, now he is going to lay out his musalla and supplicate and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will ponder and contemplate and reflect of Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness. How powerful my Allah is.
Allah has created these skies, and He will marvel at the skies. They're so well built, they are fortified. There are no cracks in the sky. There are no flaws. There are no defects a person can see. So beautiful. Then looks at the earth. He is able to stand. He is able to walk. He is able to move. Then looks at the day and night. It's night now. Then it will be day. All these are signs for li'ulil albab. For those who have intelligence. Allah says they have aqal. And they use this aql to ponder and reflect over Allah's might and Allah's greatness. Allah's loftiness. Allah's power, Allah's qudrat, Allah's kibriya. Who are these people who Allah says they are ulul albab? They have intelligence. Imagine Allah is saying these people are intelligent people. It's not the degrees that we possess or the knowledge that we have that gives us the title that we are intelligent. Allah says, ulul albab. Lubbun in Arabic means aqal. People of intelligence. Who are they? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'uda. Wa ala junubihim. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qiyaman, in a standing position. Qu'udan, sitting position. Ala junubihim. Whilst they are reclining on the sides. They're going to rest and sleep. Then too they are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is so merciful. My Allah is so kind. When a person has got ishq, and we talk about now ishq, the ishq majazi, the illicit love he has for some woman who he is pining for, he's gone crazy over. He can't even eat and concentrate. Can't sleep well, he's restless. The difference between Ahlullah, those who have the ishq of Allah, and those who have ishq majazi, those who have ishq for illicit, or they have love for haram woman. The difference in their sleep is Ahlullah also are restless. And these people are also restless. But the restlessness, the anxiety the Ahlullah have, is because they are making fikr for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are concerned about the a'mal. They are concerned about the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ahwal, what's happening. They are looking for solutions to solve the problem of the ummah. People are suffering. How can we help the people? How can we connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we ourselves become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore they are restless. But those who have ishq majazi, they cannot sleep, not because of the love for Allah, because of the love for that haram woman. Person can't sleep because his thoughts are on that haram woman. Or that woman cannot sleep because she's in love with that man. So both are restless, but there's a farq, there's a difference. Here we are talking about ulul albab, the intelligent ones. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyama. In a standing position. Person is in his shop, he's standing. What is he doing? He's going to see the customers. People are going to come buy and sell. But whilst he is free, his tongue is engaged in Allah, Allah. Whilst he is busy serving the customer, then too he's not ghafil of Allah. He's not deceiving the customer. He's not cheating the customer. Because he has got the azmat of Allah, Allah, my Allah is watching me. And that is what we call muraqabah. And we think of muraqabah, a person closes his eyes and falls off to sleep and something happening. Nothing of that sort. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi in Riyadu Salihin has a chapter, Babul Muraqabah, where a person has got Allah consciousness. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. I must not cheat somebody. I may cheat the person. I may deceive him. But my Allah is watching. Whilst he is sitting also, he may be in a relaxed position, then too his heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is resting, then too he is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They ponder over the creation of the skies and earth. Who created the skies and earth? There is a person behind the creation of Allah, behind the creation of the skies and the earth, and that is Allah. And then he is our beloved. One is we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah commanded us and he is our master, our creator, nourisher. Let us go one step beyond that. We must begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala madly. We become majnoon, crazy. Those who are crazy in the love for Allah, wherever they are, whenever they meet any person, they may make salam, kalam, house business, house things happening, but immediately after that, the subject is changed to some deeny talk connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. They have tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the love of Allah in their hearts. These are the intelligent ones. Allah is the provider, Allah is the nourisher, Allah has got knowledge of the unseen. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Things that we cannot see, Allah has knowledge of that. Things which are visible, Allah has knowledge of that. He's allamul ghuyub. Nothing, la ya'zubu anhu mithqalu dharrah. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even a small, tiny little particle, an atom. Tiny little ant also is not hidden from Allah's sight. Allah is basir. Allah is all watchful. Allah can see. Allah is all seeing. Allah has knowledge that encompasses every single person, every creation of His. Be it the jinn, be it the angel, be it human beings, the plants, the animals, the insects, the reptiles, the birds, everything. Allah has got knowledge of every single thing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Only Allah has knowledge of the hour of Qiyamah. Exactly when Qiyamah will take place, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of that. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. The rain that comes down. Who sends it down? It is only Allah. Only Allah. How much of rain? Where it will rain? For how long a period it will rain? How beneficial the rain will be? Whether it will be beneficial, whether it will be harmful? How many droplets will come down? On whom it will fall? The area it will cover? The soil it will go into? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has knowledge of it. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. It is only Allah who knows exactly what is in the womb of the mother. Today we have equipment, scanning machines that may predict the gender of the child, male or female. But can that scanning machine tell you whether this child will be a believer or non-believer? Can that machine tell you how much of rosy this child will get, for how long this child will live in this world? The different parts of the body, the detail, description of the child. Whether the child be lucky or unlucky. Whether the child will die with iman or won't die with iman. All this only Allah has knowledge of. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. Only Allah has knowledge of whatever we're going to earn. Our rozi, our rizq. We beg from Allah. It is only Allah who knows how much of rosy sustenance each person is allotted since he is in the womb of his mother. When it is 4 months, then an angel is deputed to write out how much rosy this child will get in this world. What will be the lifespan of this child? وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. Only Allah knows in which land a person will pass away. Person is traveling overseas, he passes away there. We're traveling in the country, we pass away. He's far away from home. Sometimes the person is lucky, if passes away in the masjid, in a good condition. May Allah Ta'ala give us maut with iman in a good condition. So knowledge of the unseen and the visible, only Allah has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives honor. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, humiliation also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Izzat, glory, dignity comes from Allah. Humiliation, disgrace also comes from Allah. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى. Kingdom, wealth, possession, properties, treasures, money, all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives who He wishes, when He wishes, how much He wishes. It is only His knowledge, His right. We cannot make any demands. I mentioned the other day, مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. When Allah wants to shower and open the doors of mercy on any person, then no person can hold back that mercy. It comes down. There's no person who can hold it back. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ. But whatever Allah holds back, فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Nobody can draw it down. So rahmat also is from Allah. Mercy is also from Allah. Sickness is also from Allah. Shifa also only from Allah. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I am sick, it is He who gives me cure. Mort is in the hands of Allah. Life is in the hands of Allah. تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Everything is in the control of Allah. Allah is Qadir. Allah is most able. Allah has got complete control of the entire universe. Every single day when the sun rises, before the sun rises, these are from authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it seeks the permission of Allah to rise. Then and only then the sun will be able to rise. And before Qiyamah, it will seek permission to rise. It rises from the east. On that day, Allah will say, now today you rise from the west. No permission to rise from the east. The moving of the sun, the rising of the sun, setting of the sun, the moon, the rotation, and the orbits, and the constellation, the stars, everything is in Allah's control. Everything. When we wake up in the morning, it is only Allah who gives us health. Nobody has guarantee when he is going to sleep tonight, he'll wake up alive tomorrow morning. And that is why the dua is taught to us. Alhamdulillahilladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. Allah, after giving us mort, when a person is asleep, then Allah can take away his ruh, and Allah gives back his ruh if he wishes. So then he is alive in the morning. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After giving us death, you have given us life. Person is able to see in the morning. This is Allah's control. He's able to walk. He's able to talk. He's able to think. The brains that we have. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Wahhab. The bestower of ni'mats. He is the Lord of all bounties. He is one. He's got no partners. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no children. Allah has got no wife. Allah has got no family. Allah is not muhtaj. Allah is beniyaz. Allah is samad. Allah is self-sufficient. He does not require us. لا يحتاج إلى أحد بل يحتاج إليه كل أحد. Those in Arabic will appreciate this. لا يحتاج. Allah is not dependent on any person. But يحتاج إليه كل أحد. Every person is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has sent us into this world so that we may remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this life becomes a pleasurable one. One that we enjoy. There won't be any boredom in this life. Obstacles and tests will take place. It happens to every single person. There is no Nabi who came into this world and was not tested. In fact, أَشَدُّ الْبَلَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَىٰ. Those who experienced the most tests were Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Most, the severest of tests, they had to undergo. Because the more closer you are to Allah, the more severe your tests. So sometimes we are tested one after the other, and we feel shaken up. But then understand that Allah wants you to connect to Him. Allah wants you to turn to Him. He is Tawwab. If you turn to Him, He will readily accept your tawbah. Allah loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves each and every one of us. There's no doubt about it. Think about the ni'mats He has provided for us. Think about our disobedience to Allah. Weigh the boat, measure the boat. What do we really deserve? What is Allah giving us? Look at all the wrongs we did in this world and how Allah concealed those sins. How Allah concealed those sins. And after engaging in so much of evil, He is still prepared to forgive us. This is Allah, He is Haleem, He is tolerant. He is Aziz also, He is Ghalib, He is powerful, He can take revenge anytime. He is Hakim, He is wise. We are unable to plan well. We make silly movements, silly decisions. Allah's decisions are most perfect. Sometimes we cannot understand the hikmat behind certain things that take place. We cannot understand it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He wishes. If we understood the wisdom behind why Allah is doing those certain things, then very easily we will connect ourselves, we will accept. We say, I'm happy with whatever decision Allah has made for me. But then there won't be any test for us. Presently, as I mentioned the other day, there are so many people. I never ever imagined there will be so many people who wish to take away their lives, who want to commit suicide. May Allah protect us. And therefore, this importance of rekindling our iman, connecting ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dhikrullah, calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because now it'll keep us on track. As I mentioned, this tongue we use for every haram thing. We speak lies, we cheat, we deceive, we swear, we use vulgar language, obscene language, we become angry, we shout at the wives, we blame them for everything. Allah has given us a chance now. Oh my banda, no matter how dirty and filthy your tongue is, never mind, engage it now, utilize it in my remembrance. I will still listen to you. How kind Allah is, so kind. Allah is latif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has got beautiful names. And Allah has got beautiful attributes and qualities. Allah does not want His banda or bandi to become ghafil of Him even for a second. Allah wants us to remember Him, to think of Him, to connect to Him, to cry and supplicate, make dua. We knock on Allah's door, knock again and again and again. When He will open, He knows best. What does He want from us? To go crawling to His door and use all His beautiful names and praise Him and praise Him. Allah is not in need of it. Allah is not in need of our praising Him. But Allah just created that opportunity, that avenue for us. That, oh my banda, you want something from me. Come outside and praise me. The people in this world, they go to the kings, they go to the ministers, they flatter them. They use flattery. They use false praise. They don't really mean it. Antaka shams. You are like the sun. Wal muluku kawakibu. The other kings, they're just like stars. You are the real sun. They'll go and praise Him. Why? They want that bag of coins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given us just one bag of coins. Allah has given us treasures upon treasures upon treasures. And we can't praise Him. We actually feel shy to talk about Allah. Sitting in a plane, you're traveling somewhere. If you've got a person sitting next to you who doesn't have iman, we feel shy to talk to him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes they are curious. They want to know who you are, what are you? Why are you wearing this garb? So then we just try to make some type of excuse and ignore the topic. We should be proud people. Be proud in the right sense of the word. That we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given us iman. And therefore we should talk about Allah's greatness. And invite others towards this iman. When it's time for salat, don't hide behind some pillar. So nobody can see us. Of course you don't stand in the middle of the road or middle of somebody's pathway, you go on one side. But you should not feel ashamed at performing salat and quickly read the surah ka salat, reach for musafir. We do not know what effect that salat of ours has on those who are deprived of iman. So many people, just by looking at the salat of a believer, his ruku, his sajda, what are you doing? So beautiful it is. If they only hear Quran being recited, they don't understand anything we are saying. If they just hear Quran being recited, Allah's qasam, people will bring iman. And if they look at our akhlaq, we are dressed, mashallah, in kurta topi, women in hijab, in cloak. And if you are standing in a line, if it's an elderly person, everybody is going to get on that bus and that plane, you got your boarding pass. What day will you lose anything? Will you lose a seat? If you let that old person go first before you. But what do? We like to cut corners. We come last, we see somebody and just make a plan for us and go in front. All the others are watching us. This is not the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Let us not deceive ourselves. Dhikr in the masjid is important. At home it is important. As I mentioned so many times, the blessing, the reward is very great. We make the dhikrullah, it is powerful, it cleanses, purifies our heart. We're making nafi of ghairullah. We're putting in our heart the love of Allah, the azmat of Allah. Calling towards Allah is extremely important. But our akhlaq, our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, how we deal with people, how we talk to people, how we engage ourselves in public. People are watching us all the time. Sometimes we don't realize it. We do things, we say things that is contrary to what we are saying. That is real dhikr. That you don't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside the masjid. Inside the masjid, there's no question of making guna. Everybody is sitting, everybody is enjoying the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings so much of sukoon to us. And this is what the Ahlullah had. These are what, may Allah ta'ala give it to us. We're just saying Ahlullah, Ahlullah. May Allah make us genuinely Ahlullah. And it is not impossible, not impossible. Sahaba Ikram, before accepting Iman, what was their condition? What was their condition? After Iman, what they became? Shining stars. So many people who we take as Ahlullah, Dhunnun, Misri, Rahmatullah Ali, Fuzail bin Ayaz, Rahmatullah Ali, Akbar Kurdi, Rahmatullah Ali, Malik bin Dinar, Rahmatullah Ali, Ibrahim bin Adham, Rahmatullah Ali, what was their life before they became the Wali of Allah? So all of us have that capability. And all of us are given that opportunity and chance. Before maut comes, let us now genuinely, we talk about Wali, we think, hey, he's a big buzruk. One dua he makes, everything will come right. That's the only thing we think of a buzruk. My respected brothers and elders and sisters, a wali of Allah, not only karamats performing, sometimes they don't perform any karamat. Our idea of a person who is a wali and friend of Allah is only somebody who takes a broomstick and fries, he can fly everywhere, mashallah. No, that's nothing. Happens to some people, some type of miracle, not flying with a broomstick, but some miracle. It happens, Allah gives some person, Allah does not give some person. But when you sit by a friend of Allah, just by looking at him, you are remembered of Allah, reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. When they speak, you can feel some change in your heart, some sukoon. You forget all your miseries and agonies and pains and problems. You just feel so good, you feel that sukoon. And you decide, you make that resolution whilst you are sitting that, Ya Allah, now, I had enough of my life. I want to change my life. I want to change my condition. I want to become yours, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make me yours. Allah is not listening to us. Allah is listening definitely. Allah is Sami'a. Allah is Basir. So many times, it has happened, a person passed away 27th, 9th Ramadan. On a Friday, so many, in Harameen Sharifeen, or in Sajda, or in the path of Allah. So many people, different types of good moths there. Outwardly, the person didn't seem to be, we didn't know he was a wali of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this good mouth to His friends. And all of us can get the good mouth with Iman. Provided we connect ourselves, we make that firm decision. Ya Allah, I'm going to change my life. My life, I had enough now. And Ya Allah, it is only You who can help me in future. There is no other person. Every qadam I take, every step I take, Ya Allah, You guide me. Ya Allah, I'm a sinner. I'm weak. Ya Allah, shaitan and nafs, they're going to overpower me. Ya Allah, I'm not going to be able to overpower them and subdue them. Ya Allah, there are so many temptations. Ya Allah, You know in my job and occupation, in my office, You know the temptations. You know when I go to school and madrasa, what are the temptations? You know when I go to university and college, oh Allah, I'm going to study, my parents are not watching me. Ya Allah, You know what the temptations are. I can bluff my father and mother, and I can sit with a boy in the car and go away. And I can play truant. My respected brothers and elders, deen is a serious thing. It is something that is serious. This iman and dhikrullah and salat and ibadat, these are all serious things. Kuffar used to say, it is only a holy life. Hayatu dunya, that's all, nothing else. Bas, after that, finish, all over. No, we got something far greater after that. And that is akhirat. That is Allah, the pleasure of Allah, the bliss and happiness of the hereafter. Unending, unlimited. But to get there, we have to make that mujahada. We have to make the sacrifice. No pupil just comes, doesn't study at all, doesn't attend class, just writes the paper. Everybody is not born a genius. We all have to make that effort. Go to our businesses. Which businessman says, Monana, whole year, I don't go to the shop, I don't care what's happening, I don't buy any goods, I don't worry about the sales, I don't have any staff, nothing. And he expects to get good profits? Nothing. You say you're a bewakoof of the highest degree. Allah tells us to make mehnat. In anything, if we want to achieve results, we have to make that effort. And therefore, Rasulullah said, I haven't seen anybody, person who is more sound asleep than that person who seeks Jannat but not making the effort for Jannat. He's fast asleep. Nama talibuha. He knows Jannat is so beautiful. And he knows he has to acquire the Jannat, but he's fast asleep. And he knows Jahannam is burning. The fire is so intense. But he's not running away from Jahannam. Imagine you've got a fire next to you and you know it's going to burn you now. But you're not bothered. You're just sitting quietly there. You've got those treasures, gold coins right next to you. All you're going to just open the box and take and help yourself how much you want. Because you're just admiring it. You're talking about it. You don't decide to open that box. Jannat is right there. It's right there. But Allah wants us to make a slight effort. We go walking towards Allah. Allah comes running towards us. I had intention of reading one Naat Sharif. Many people have gone to Madinah Sharif. Many people are making intention for Umrah. May Allah Ta'ala give them the visas. Always, it happens that whenever somebody is going to go for Hajj and Umrah, visa is a problem. Ticket is a problem. Some problem. Allah knows best. Probably Allah Ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. Sometimes we feel everything will just happen. And they expect everything to happen. So let's not blame everybody else. But Allah wants to see. Sometimes it happens that you miss your flight. And now you got to pay an extra for the ticket, extra fare, for the difference. And you went through difficulties. But then when you stand before Raza Mubarak, the feeling is different. Then you stand by Multazam, the feeling. Why? Because now you made a little bit extra qurbani and care. When everything is found for us very easily, we don't appreciate it. Then it just becomes like one normal tour and we come back. But after difficulty, now when you go there, now you start pouring, you start crying. And then you feel the kafiyat, you feel so different. In any case, we must ask Allah for afiyat, not for difficulty to reach there. And we make dua to all those who want to go, and all those who wish to go, those who haven't been at all. May Allah take every one of us to Madinah Sharif, to Makkah Mukarrama, and give us a chance to stand before Multazam, and attach ourselves to the Multazam,
Hajar Aswad, Hatim, Maqam Ibrahim, and stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak, and read our salat and salam before him, and we come back with the akhlaq and the real mal of Medina Sharif, the real akhlaq and the real wealth and the real fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with a change in our lives, that now when people see us, they must feel these people have changed really. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allah. Again, we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. When you make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the idea is not to scream and make loud. Make softly. To make an audible tone. Doesn't have to even coincide altogether the same. But important thing is to rid our hearts and cleanse our hearts from all, everything besides Allah. And now we think of Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kindness, Allah's love for us. And Ya Allah, we are your servant. There is now, you must picture and imagine, there's nothing existing in the world. It's only you and your Allah. And Allah is watching over you. And Allah is smiling at you. And you are crying before your Allah. Or picture yourself by multazam, you are all alone there. Nobody else is there. And you can stand as much as you want and for how long you want. How will you pour your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then?
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. When you say Allah, then you ponder and imagine every single thing in the universe is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the heavens are saying Allah, the sky is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the ground is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the leaves are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, man is saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, angels are saying Allah, the waters and the oceans are saying Allah, the rivers and the streams are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, every particle in the earth is saying Allah, even the hair on the believer's body is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i, Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai, Allah, 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 Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu tu hi tu ho aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard dil ho ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi aaye nazar dekhu jidar Allah, 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 Koi mujhse poochhe मैं क्या मांगता हूँ कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊँ उसका यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا باسط يا عفو يا كريم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم يا من يرى ما في ضميري ويسمع أنت المعد لكل ما يتوقع يا من يرجى في الشدائد كلها يا من إليه المشتكى والمفزع يا من خزائن رزقه في قول كن أمن فإن الخير عندك أجمع Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah, you have been so kind, so merciful upon us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept our dhikr, ya Allah. Accept our ibadat, our salat, our adhkar, our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, ya Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk, ya Allah. You are Malik yawmiddin. You are Aziz Hakim. Oh my Allah, you are most powerful. You are al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin. You are Jabbar, you are Mutakabbir. Oh my Allah, every single thing is in your control. Ya Allah, hum muhtaj hai. Hum sarapa muhtaj hai. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door. Your darwaza, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are in your house, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters are listening patiently in the, at homes, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive a single person who has come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us. Don't deprive our parents, our wives and children, ya Allah. Our family members, ya Allah. Our friends, our relatives, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight make the fast love hidayat for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. You are Wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the most powerful, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, ya Allah, in changing our conditions for the better, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we stand up, ya Allah, from this gathering, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that angel, ya Allah, call out that قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ that stand up in the condition that Ya Allah has forgiven you all your sins. Stand up in the condition that Ya Allah has transformed all your bad deeds into good deeds. Oh my Allah, you are so kind, you have provided so much for us, Ya Allah. Still we don't make your shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we eat your rosy and sustenance, Ya Allah. And you still we disobey you, my Allah. You are so tolerant, my Allah. You have not punished us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, few imtihanat, you give us few trials, Ya Allah. We begin crying. We run from pillar to post, Ya Allah. We forget you then, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, don't make us become ghafil of you even for one lamha, one second of our life. Connect us to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, you become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to kamzor hai, hum zaif hai. Ya Allah, ہم گنہگار ہیں سیاہکار ہیں بدکار ہیں سب کچھ ہے لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں یا اللہ besides you my Allah we've got nobody else to turn to my Allah if there was any other person we could turn to we would have gone to him there is no other person لا الہ الا انت there is no other person worthy of worship besides you my Allah یا اللہ give us عافیت سلامتی حفاظت عزت امن چین سکون راحت protection Ya Allah, give us your ma'rifat, your qurb, your love, your ishq, and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Strengthen our iman, give us the sweetness of iman, give us mawt with iman, khatma with iman. Give us a peaceful life, a blissful life, a life of sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah, we've got filth that we are carrying. We are quarreling and bickering and fighting, we have hiqt, malice and jealousy, my Allah. It is finishing our lives, our amal, my Allah. Unite the ummah, ya Allah. Sabku ek bana, nek bana. Make us from the salihin, muqarrabin, awliya, kamilin, siddiqeen. Ya Allah, remove all our difficulties, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, the fitnah of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen. Ya Allah, those who are planning and plotting against us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy their plans and plots, ya Allah. Throw it back on their faces, ya Allah. Throw it around their necks, ya Allah. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nu'urihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Ya Allah, you are our protector, ya Allah. Give us ikhlas, my Allah. Give us sincerity in whatever we're doing, my Allah. All good works, ya Allah, of deen, accept it, ya Allah. Da'wat or tabligh ki mehnat ko kabool farma, aam farma. Make each one of us a da'i ila Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, and help all those jama'ats that are striving in your path. Accept them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us also, ya Allah, give us an opportunity, ya Allah, to strive in your path, ya Allah. Ya Allah, khanka or tazkiya ki mehnat, mashayikh, jo mehnat kar rahi, ya Allah, accept their mehnat also, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no other motive, ya Allah, but to connect themselves and connect the people towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, madaris, makatib, darul ulum ki mehnat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're spreading your knowledge, ya Allah. They're saying, qal Allah, qal Rasulullah, Allah. Accept their mehnat also. Whatever good works, ya Allah. People helping others, ya, the weak, the orphan, the needy, ya Allah. There's so much of good works taking place. Accept each one, ya Allah. Protect us from riyah and ostentation, ya Allah. Protect us from shawm, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt and shahadat in your path. Give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, ya Allah. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, ya Allah. So that we can stand up on the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the shafaat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the intercession of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we love our Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him so much, my Allah. We have not seen him, ya Allah. We read about him in the books of Ahadith in Shama'il. How handsome he was, how beautiful he was, my Allah. Ya Allah, day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us, ya Allah, of being in his company, my Allah. We don't deserve to be in that auspicious, that, ya Allah, that pious company. Ya Allah, hum to bahut gunahgar hain. Ya Allah, but overlook our faults, my Allah. For you to favor anybody, nobody will question you, my Allah. Favor us, ya Allah. Favor us, my Allah. One glance of your rahmat, that's all we're asking for, my Allah. Just put us in that zumrah, in the jamaat, ya Allah. Of sahabah ikram, sahabeen awliya. Ya Allah, that we see Rasulullah on the day of Qiyam. He must open his arms, ya Allah, wide for us. He must be calling out to us, ya Allah. We must go running to him, ya Allah. We just want to place our heads on his Mubarak shoulder. Feel the coolness of his chest on our bodies, my Allah. That one smile of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, who's the kosar water from his Mubarak hands, ya Allah. Give us Jannah without any reckoning, ya Allah. In Jannah, give us the beautiful bounties, my Allah. And give us the chance when we will see you, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Protect us from every type of fitna and fasad, especially the fitna of Dajjal, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people who are sick and ailing. So many are going for various type of operations, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, they are old, young, different sicknesses they've got. Give each person shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Accept all our desires and ya Allah, our murad, especially those who have here tonight, ya Allah. And our mothers and sisters, ya Allah, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant each person his desire and dua. Remove each person depression, difficulty, whether it's financial, social, domestic, problem. Husband and wives are fighting, ya Allah. So many talaqs are taking place. People are in financial difficulties. They don't have food to eat, my Allah. People have got different problems. Somebody's child is giving him problems. There's so many children have become drug addicts, my Allah. Parents are crying day and night. What else can they do, my Allah? They love their children, ya Allah. They can't throw the children away, my Allah. Give the children hidayat, ya Allah. Give our youth hidayat. Give our men folk, women folk. Give every one of us hidayat. Give the ulama hidayat, ya Allah. Help us, ya Allah. Accept us with the khidmat of your deen, with ikhlas and makbooliyat, ya Allah. Make us your special chosen ones, ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله those who want for حج want for umrah يا الله accept the umrah those who want to go يا الله whenever the يا الله you it is possible يا الله you open the doors يا الله you make it be possible for each one of us to go to Madinah Sharif to Makkah Mukarramah يا الله and accept the umrah ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.